Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tom Swarbrick on LBC.
10 to 6 the time, Friday evening. Tom Swarbrick on LBC means one thing. You can stop your wailing, you can dry your eyes, folks. He's back. From Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, American Week.
Tom, after 2 weeks off, we've got a lot to catch up on. And while an enormous amount has taken place here over the last fortnight, President Trump threatening fictional treason charges against Barack Obama, universities agreeing to pay off Donald Trump's protection racket in order to get his government off their backs, the country officially no longer able to claim it has eradicated measles, with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. presiding over that tragic quarter of a century reversal, while all that has been going on, the US president is still facing some massive challenges over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
That's such old history, very easy to explain, but I don't want to waste your time by explaining it.
That was Donald Trump in Scotland this week, as he's done on numerous occasions, insisting that the last thing he wants to do is talk about Jeffrey Epstein. And then within seconds, he's talking about Jeffrey Epstein. His Turnberry estate in Ayrshire was the backdrop as the president proffered yet another version of events, this time explaining why his relationship with the sex trafficking financier went off the rails to the point where Epstein was banned from Mar-a-Lago.
He stole people that worked for me. I said, don't ever do that again. He did it again. And I threw him out of the place, persona non grata. I threw him out. And that was it. I'm glad I did, if you want to know the truth.
The fact that, appearances to the contrary notwithstanding, Mar-a-Lago has standards is not the only thing regarding his old party-going friend that Trump is glad about.
I never went to the island, and Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times. I never went to the island, but Larry Summers, I hear, went there. He was the head of Harvard. And many other people that are very big people, nobody ever talks about them. I never had the privilege of going to his island, and I did turn it down, but a lot of people in Palm Beach were invited to his island. In one of my very good moments, I turned it down. I didn't want to go to his island.
He never went to the island. He didn't want to go to the island. He was invited to the island. It would have been a privilege to go to the island, but he turned it down. Trump and his top lieutenants are all over the map on the Epstein story. Back in February, his attorney general said Epstein's client list was sitting on her desk for review ahead of its public release. Last month, the Department of Justice suddenly claimed the document didn't exist. Trump then undercut that narrative by claiming that all legal documents pertaining to Jeffrey Epstein were manufactured by Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and other Democrats. Not unreasonably, Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's girlfriend, currently serving a 20-year jail sentence after being convicted of sex trafficking for him, is arguing that if the documents were all fake, she should be let out of jail. And Trump, whose deputy attorney general spent 2 days last week locked in meetings with inmate Maxwell, is definitely flirting with the idea of letting her go if she implicates lots of top Democrats in Epstein's criminal activities but gives him a clean bill of health.
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell if
it's something I haven't thought about? It's really I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
And if you believe that, I've got swampland in Florida to sell you. Were the president to offer leniency in Ghislaine Maxwell's direction, it is far from clear that his own Make America Great Again supporters would back him.
Like, do you think we're babies? Like, what is this?
The podcaster Joe Rogan, vastly popular among Trump supporters, accusing the president of gaslighting the faithful.
This one's a line in the sand.
Yeah.
You know, when we thought Trump was going to come in and a lot of things are going to be resolved, we're going to drain the swamp, we're going to figure everything out. And when you have this one hardcore line in the sand that everybody had been talking about forever, and then they're trying to gaslight you on that.
When you've lost Joe Rogan, you've lost a substantial chunk of MAGA. Another split in Trump's movement emerged this week when Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia became the first elected Republican lawmaker to call events in Gaza a genocide. It came on the same day that her president back in Scotland was unloading on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's claim that there's no famine in the territory.
Some of those kids are... That's real starvation stuff. I see it. And you can't fake that. So we're going to be even more involved.
That move by the president came amid reports that he has been warned support for Israel is cratering among young Republicans, the under 30 crowd, who in many cases do not share the party's time-honored backing of successive Israeli governments. And the president may be forced further down that path as well. One of America's media powerhouses has chosen to go down a pretty dangerous path over the last couple of weeks, and for the second time this year. Regular listeners will remember that CBS paid Donald Trump $16 million to settle a very defensible lawsuit over the way in which a 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris was edited. Now they're axing The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and not just Mr. Colbert's version of America's storied late night chat show, but the entire genre.
So they say to the CBS people, what about that kid Stephen Colbert? He's always shooting his mouth off about the administration. We don't want any trouble from that guy.
Former CBS and NBC late night star David Letterman telling the Barbara Gaines podcast that Paramount, CBS's parent company, is sacrificing late night talk, which often turns political, on the altar of Donald Trump's thin skin.
So the CBS people say, hey, boys, here's what I'm going to do. Not only are we going to get rid of that guy, we're going to get rid of the entire franchise so you don't have to worry about another guy. It's gone, buddy.
Quite by chance, you understand, Paramount has now secured White House backing for its proposed $8 billion merger with media behemoth Skydance, but only after the company agreed to accept a bias monitor who will soon be prowling the newsroom of CBS. As he forces the broadcast networks here to toe his line, it was extraordinary to see Donald Trump sitting alongside our own Prime Minister and grousing about the Online Safety Act. The president telling Sir Keir Starmer that he won't accept any censorship of his own platform, Truth Social.
We actually passed a bill in Congress, headed up by my wife, actually, which was to pull bad stuff out having to do with children, because it is a problem. But I cannot imagine him censoring Truth Social. That's more of a very political, and you know, it's been a very big success.
Not going to happen.
And I only say good things about him and his country, so... If they censor me, you're making a mistake.
Nervous prime ministerial laughter there, because number 10 knows the Trump administration is now like a dog with a bone over the Online Safety Act and insists free speech is threatened by it. If the relationship between the two leaders falls apart in the months after the president's state visit in September, that critique may end up having a lot to do with it.
Just over a year ago, I launched my campaign for president of the United States. 107 days traveling the country, fighting for our future.
Now, if you're in the market for a bit of late summer reading, Kamala Harris has got you covered. Having all but disappeared from view since her drubbing last November, we now know that while the country's democracy has been in retreat, she's been writing a new book, 107 days, looking back on her doomed race for the presidency.
In writing this book, one truth kept coming back to me. Sometimes... the fight takes a while.
Funny, because another truth keeps coming back to me. You've got to be in it to win it. And the way in which she has failed entirely to connect with millions of distraught voters over the last 7 months seems unlikely to be forgiven, even after they fork over $30 to read her musings. Her launch video yesterday almost seemed like satire, which affords us the opportunity to remember a true American satirist who died this week at the age of 97.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you.
Tom Lehrer found fame in the 50s and 60s, a Harvard maths professor who in his spare time wrote songs lampooning the country and the world. Popular on American college campuses, he was a bigger star in Europe than the United States.
Everybody loves to be satirized. Everybody says, why don't you write a song about this? My school, my club, my family, my father. But the problem is to get a way to put it in song form, not just a joke. And that's the hard part.
Lehrer was not active for long. The day job kept getting in the way. And in 1967, he stopped performing altogether. But he left his mark on a country that was living under the threat of nuclear conflagration. And Tom, he fully enjoyed his right under the American Constitution to sing whatever he liked.
We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry.
From Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, American Week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.